is simple. The current negotiations that are taking place in Khartoum have had a big role to play in the gain of the South Sudanese pound against the dollar. Basically, what has happened is that the market is reacting to speculation of peace coming back to South Sudan. And as a result, you have seen the pound strengthening against the dollar.
Yes. Now, you're saying this is because of the peace negotiation that is taking place in Khartoum. But is there any economic factor that might have led to this? Is there any economic reasons as to why we see the drop in the dollar, the value of the dollar?
Not really. This is called speculative trading. The folks in the market are reacting to the fact that there is potential for market to improve. And as the market improves, you will see the local currency getting stronger. And so people are banking on that. That peace is going to bring stability in the economy. And that stability in the economy is going to result in better economic outcomes. In this case, our local currency is going to be stronger.
Which is definitely a good thing. I mean, our local currency is going to be stronger. We've seen the drop in the dollar value in South Sudan of late. But still, prices remains the same in the market. Why is the market not as well reacting to that by reducing the prices of commodities?
Right. So the exchange market is the one reacting. The other market isn't reacting because they are quite sure that other than being speculative on what might happen, the reality is that the prices are staying the same in Uganda. They are staying the same in Kenya, where we get many of our commodities. And so really what this shows is that this is going to be temporary. Just wait until next week and we might get back to where we were. Because again, you are not really pumping anything into the market in terms of hard currency. People are just basically putting out the little they have and they're selling it in the market, and that has reduced, that has basically strengthened the pound. But just give it a few days, as the central bank isn't really reacting to that either. You will see that it will be back to what we had last week.
So basically, this is completely not sustainable.
It's not, and we have seen this before. These little folks in the market are really intelligent. They are following the political events, and when something changes, they will respond, and this is how they trade. But again, we should not bank on that. The market, the entire market system isn't really reacting to that. The prices of food are the same. Price of fuel is the same. Price of almost every commodity is the same. So it's just the relationship between the dollar and the pound that has changed, and that will not be sustained.
Yes, and definitely this is, of course, these changes are happening in the black market, or what we call
yes.
the parallel market.
Yes.
Isn't that bringing to mind that some people might be the one using this in order to, you know, like make a lot of profit, people who are actually dealing in these hard currencies so they can buy
yes.
more, and then later, after we go more, when they have more dollars, they send it in a little expensive.
Absolutely. That's the right point. So those who are in charge and have some dollars are basically now advising their agents that there will be more dollars in the market. And so it's best if they sell what they have now to gain, knowing quite well that this is not going to be sustained. And they will get a lot of money when they sell back the dollars that they are buying right now from this local or more sort of less informed agents in the market who are now selling the dollars. So yes, there are folks that are benefiting from this and who are seeing that down the road they will make money out of this.
Who then is really controlling the economy of the country?
Well, who's controlling the economy? That's an interesting question. So we have basically, plural economists. There is an economy that is supposedly regulated by the government, and especially looking at the exchange rate being regulated by the central bank. But not a lot of people use that kind of market. What the market really is what we call the black market. So the black market controls the economy, in my opinion.
Thank you so much for talking to us. Any final remarks or some economic advice to the people listening to us when it comes to this drop?
This is all I want to say is that this is not gonna last. Unless it doesn't last, we really just have to hold on and not think too much about gaining. much in terms of pound against the dollar. It's going to change in the next week or so.
Thank you so much, Agostino, for talking to us. We always do appreciate your time.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.